Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Microsoft is taking over the company that owns video game publisher Bethesda Softworks for a record $7.5 billion in cash. Emily, you spoke with Microsoft's vice president of gaming. Bethesda is still under contract to make games for Sony. So what is behind the purchase?
So Microsoft has been buying more and more studios over the years to supplement its Xbox offerings and increase the number of titles that it can offer via Xbox. And Bethesda makes some very popular games like Elder Scrolls and Doom and Fallout. And they're still going to be making those games for Sony PlayStation as they currently do. Xbox says they're committed to continuing those contractual obligations. But the big question is, down the line, will this end up being an Xbox-only gaming product?
Wow, so that's definitely a possibility.
It is a possibility. Phil Spencer, the head of Xbox, who I spoke with today, did not commit to that in any way, said they are absolutely 100% committed to Sony, but our question is certainly down the line, will they continue to do that? They do have a couple of titles that they are contractually obligated to make for the PlayStation, but, you know, after the contract runs out, then the question is what happens.
Wow, something to watch. Pre-orders start tomorrow for Microsoft's two new Xbox consoles. So what's the company expecting?
Well, they have a captive audience, right? With the pandemic, gaming has soared with so many people, children stuck at home. So they've now hit 15 million subscribers to Game Pass. So even though some of the gamers have been a little bit disappointed with the content offerings, the subscribers are still going through the roof. So they're expecting a very healthy holiday season. As you said, they've got a couple of new consoles, they've got some new game offerings, and they've got a lot of people stuck at home looking for something to do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.